Today, we will read Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 26. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would show us more about who you are. Help us to understand what it is that you are teaching us. Help us to see your word, and to change and follow you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 26. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick some heads of grain, rub them in their hands, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and taking the consecrated bread, he ate what is lawful only for the priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was shriveled. The Pharisees and teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Get up and stand in front of everyone." So he got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life, or to destroy it?" He looked around at them all, and then said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was completely restored. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were furious, and began to discuss with one another what they might do to Jesus. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray, and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him, and chose 12 of them, whom he designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. All right. In today's reading, at the beginning, we see two times when Jesus and the Pharisees have a confrontation or a disagreement over the Sabbath day. Now, what does that mean? What is the Sabbath day? Well, the Sabbath day was a special day. It was the last day of the week, and it was a day when the Jews would not work at all. God had commanded them to honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy and not work, because in creation, God created or made all of the world in just 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. He did this as an example for us, not because God was tired and needed rest, but as an example that once a week we need to take some time and rest, stop working, and just rest, enjoy life, enjoy being with our families, and rest, but also to worship God. This is the day when the Jews would go to the synagogues and temples and spend time with God, worshiping Him. Today, for Christians, this Sabbath day is now the first day of the week, in honor and celebration and remembrance of Jesus rising from the dead on the first day. But still, it is a day when we need to just step back from our work, rest, enjoy life, celebrate God, and worship Him. And so, on this Sabbath day, the Pharisees come to Jesus. Now, they had many, many, many rules and ideas about what it means not to work. In fact, they were very, very, very strict about what you could do. They thought, oh, you should not cook, because cooking is work. And here, Jesus' disciples are going through the fields, and they pick grains, rub them between their hands to get rid of the outside things that you would not want to eat, and then eat the kernels. Now, to me, this would not be thought of as work. It is like picking up an orange and taking off the peel on the outside that you would not eat. That is not work. But when the Pharisees saw them doing this, they say, oh, they are working on the Sabbath day when you are not supposed to work. And Jesus just looks at them and says, really? Don't you remember what David did? And so he refers back to a story where David was hungry, entered and ate holy, consecrated bread that usually would only be for the priests. But this was okay. And so, basically what Jesus is saying to them is that their rules and regulations given by humans had become so important to them that they condemned someone for doing something That was perfectly okay. There was nothing wrong. God was not angry or upset or seeing this as wrong when the disciples picked off the grain and rubbed them between their hands and then ate. This did not make God angry. This did not qualify as being something wrong. But the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, were so strict with their own ideas that they were getting angry about things that they should not be getting angry about. And so, next, Jesus goes into the temple on a different Sabbath and sees a man whose hand is shriveled. He can't use it. It's all balled up and held tight like a fist. And he is physically unable to open it. Something has happened. Some kind of disease has made it so he cannot use his hand. And the Pharisees are watching, hoping to trap Jesus if he heals this man. And so, but Jesus knows what they're thinking and has the man stand up. And he says, "What is right? Is it right to do good on the Sabbath?" And the answer is yes. Yes, it's right to do good to someone else. And so he says, "Stretch out your hand." And the man does, and he is healed. Now everyone is excited. Jesus has not worked on the Sabbath day. He has done something good. He has been kind and showed love, which is what God wants us to do. You see, the problem, and I think what I learned from these stories, is to be careful that some people will have very strict ideas about what it means to follow God. But I need to be careful and not let my ideas about what is right and what it means to follow God, I need to make sure that I do not judge and look down on other people when they do something different. I also must not let human ideas keep me from truly obeying and following God. Jesus was doing what God wanted him to do, even though other people, the Pharisees, thought that what he was doing was wrong. But it was right. So I need to be so close to God, so understanding of the Bible, that I see what it is he is saying, that I follow him, and I do not allow other people to tell me what is right and wrong, but instead I get that from the Bible. I follow God, not what everybody else says. Next, Jesus calls his disciples. And in this, again, I notice we've been talking, it seems like the last few days this has come up, that Jesus goes away, spends the entire night praying. Again, he gets alone to pray and spend time with God. And prayer is so important. And I think many times, I'll be honest, I get busy and don't spend the time praying that I should. So this is a challenge to me. But Jesus got away, spent the entire night praying. In the morning, he was ready. After praying all night, he chose the disciples that he would spend the most time with, that he would really focus on. These were the ones that would be the leaders in the church after he died and went back to heaven. Now it's interesting, one of them was also the one who would betray him. And I believe that even at this point, Jesus probably knew that Judas was eventually going to turn against him. But still, he chose him to give him a chance but also to fulfill and follow God, to do what he was supposed to do. Finally, Jesus begins teaching, and he heals many people, he teaches, and he gives them a series of blessings that you are blessed if you are poor. You're blessed if you hunger now, for eventually you'll be satisfied. If you weep or cry now, for eventually you will laugh. If people hate you and insult you because you are following God, then do not be upset. Next, he gives a series of woes that, oh, your life, it's very bad for you if you are rich now, for you've already gotten everything you're going to get. Or if you're well fed, or if you laugh, or people speak well of you. Now, it's interesting. As I look at these, you could think that, okay, that means if God has blessed me, then, oh no, there's a problem. But to me, as I really pray through this, I think what I get from this is not, oh, I have to go hungry, or I have to be completely poor and have no money at all. Instead, I need to be more concerned about eternity than I am about this current world. I need to be more concerned with heaven than I am with satisfying myself now. If I am poor, that's okay. The kingdom of God is more important. If I'm hungry now, I have something to look forward to. If I weep now, I know that eventually life will be so sweet in heaven. If people hate me now, that's okay if I am following God. I can rejoice because I am looking forward, as verse 23 says. I can rejoice now because I'm looking forward to heaven. But in verses 24 through 26, if I am most concerned with becoming rich now, then that's going to be my reward. I don't have heaven, and I don't have great things in heaven to look forward to. If all I care about is eating and satisfying my needs here, in heaven, I'm not going to find that satisfaction. If all I care about is laughing and having fun, eventually I will weep seeing what a wasted life I had. If all I care about is what people think of me here, then when I get to heaven, I'm going to realize, oh no, I was not concerned with God and what God thinks. And so, as I look at these blessings and woes, or the bad things, I see a contrast. One of them is focused on heaven and the future. The other is focused on getting everything that I want and fulfilling my selfish desires here. And so the challenge is, think about heaven. As I look back at today's reading, the things that stand out to me are, one, I do want to honor the Sabbath. I want on my Sabbath day, which for me is Sunday, I want to take that time to honor God, but not to feel guilty if I don't follow strict rules of, oh, you can't even peel an orange. No, that's not what it's about. It's about spending time honoring God. Second, challenge to pray and pray more. And finally, challenge to look towards the future. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would help us to keep eternity in mind, to look towards heaven, and not be distracted with things on this earth. Help us, with eternity in mind, to take time out and pray. and to keep you first in all that we do. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.